in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your boy Al.
And we back for another week of whatever happened in the world. L, how you doing?
Pretty good, man. How you?
I'm good, man. Can't complain.
Yeah.
How about you?
Pretty good, man. We here for another week.
Another week.
More entertainment.
More infotainment.
There you go, that too. A little bit of dash of entertainment.
Yeah.
A little chuckle here and there, maybe.
Here and there. How was your week?
It was pretty good, man. I didn't do too much. Uh-huh. You know, a little content, you know. I'm trying to get back into photography and recording and shit like that again. So.
Are you getting back into putting it out?
Yeah, it's going out. It might go out a little slower, but no, you know what? It's going out a little bit faster.
Word.
But a couple commercials here and there and stuff like that. Just more camera work, man.
Word. Put that stuff up, man.
More camera work.
Got all that stuff stored on hard drives and
flash drives.
And you ain't even
around.
Putting it out.
Yeah, I do have a couple of things that probably never see the light of day.
The content you got filmed is like Beetlejuice. You know, the dude from Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
You know that little GIF of him or that little video of him? He like,
just hanging around.
Just hanging around.
that's the stuff you done filmed. Yeah. Just hanging around.
Just hanging around.
Just chilling.
Dying.
I'm glad you knew what I was talking about, man.
I remember because I was a big Howard Stern fan.
Yeah.
And that clip is from like Beetlejuice after Howard Stern. He was going around with his manager and stuff like that. And his manager used to film him all the time.
Howard Stern manager?
Nah.
Baba Booey?
Nah, Beetlejuice manager.
Oh.
He had his own manager after Howard Stern.
Shout out to Baba Booey.
Baba Booey.
That was, he always used to come in. I guess he was the producer of that show.
He definitely was.
Yep. Yeah.
I still listen to it now.
Oh, because he on Sirius.
Yep.
Yeah, that is right.
Sirius or Sirius?
Sirius.
Okay.
Sirius XM satellite radio.
Sirius XM?
Sirius.
Uh-huh. Okay. Cool.
I used to watch it on E Entertainment Television.
Can you remember your favorite one? Your like most memorable one?
Most memorable Howard Stern episode? Not really, because it just was all like wild stuff.
The Usher one just popped back up.
Usher was on it? I'm talking about from back in the day. I don't listen like.
Nah, the E-Hollywood one.
No, 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 no.
You talk about the UPN9, like the late at night one?
No, I'm talking about it used to come on E.
Yeah,
the channel.
Yeah, Usher one popped up recently.
Usher what?
Usher was talking about how he used to stay with Diddy and stuff like that, so it popped back up.
Are you talking about VH from VH1?
No, E one with the spinning logo and all that.
But I'm saying, what show are you talking about?
Howard Stern.
Oh yeah, I never knew Usher was on Howard Stern.
Yeah, Usher. You know the old Dirty Bastard ones always up there. That always pops back up on social media and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't remember him.
Yeah,
I just remember he used to have like porn stars and all of that. You know them people up there, and he'd be doing all kind of wild stuff with them.
Yeah, I love the Howard Stern show.
Yeah, I didn't know Usher. So like when Usher was young,
nah, it was like a grown Usher. He was talking about how when he was younger, he stayed with Diddy and, you know, some of the wild stuff going on.
So was it the one that came on E channel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I was off of that.
The blue lights around. It was that one. It was the newer, modern looking one that came on E.
I watched it like back, way back. Like when I was a kid, like living with my mom still.
So that had to come. That wasn't E then.
That was E. E used to be channel 26.
See, in New York, it came on. That was late at night on like a channel 11 or channel 9 or something like that. It was after hours.
It used to come on.
Kielbasa Queen with the kielbasa sausage and putting it all the way down her mouth.
It used to come on at like 11:30.
Yeah. I know exactly. That was early 2002, early 2000s.
90s. Late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
Because E used to have, what else used to come on E? But anyway, yeah. Anyway, right. Howard Stern.
Got steered away.
Yeah. How was your week?
It was pretty good, man. I didn't do too much. You know, like I said, just
doing content.
Little content, stuff like that. How was your weekend?
Hey, my week was cool, you know. Sold some cars.
Okay, how many?
I sold three brand new, not no used Jones either.
You know we gotta stop saying how many cars you sold. You're gonna start getting phone calls. I'm late on this bill. They're gonna think you got the bread now, man.
That don't got no. Oh no. Oh, you let can be late on your bill all you want to. I mean, it ain't got nothing to do with me.
Hey, you know,
only woman who can ask me for money right now is my mama.
They be like, yeah, you know, I heard you sold 30 cars last month. You think you can?
No, I don't. I'm B. Simone.
Or just keep on dropping it. Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to pay this. That's what they be doing.
I had somebody do that with groceries one time. I was like, damn. Speaking of damn, it was a girl. So it was two. So one of the vehicles I sold, a dude, he came in like 2 months ago, mm-hmm. and he was like, well, he was just stopping to look at the vehicle. I almost had him sold. He's like, man, we'll come back. He wanted to put more money down or whatever. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
And they came back. So it was him and his, at the time that was his girlfriend, but in between the first time he came and this time, they got engaged.
Okay.
So I'm putting in his information. He was born in 2000. For one, he was born in 2000. So I'm like, hold up, 2000? I was like, man, I graduated high school in 99.
I was partying in 2000.
He was like, you graduated high school in 99? And his girlfriend was like, damn. She hit me with the Kevin Hart damn.
For real?
Yeah, man, that shit was funny as hell. She's like, oh no, I'm sorry. And then I said something about it. And the funny thing was, she was a white girl. It was a black dude and a white girl. But
okay.
He didn't see it before, so I showed it to him while we were waiting on him, whatever. So I was like, damn, them being that young, being born in 2000 and already buying something brand new. Like, I was grown when they were back, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when he was born or whatever. Yeah. But that was one of them. And then another lady came in off a referral. And she was like, I was like, you know, welcome. What brings you here today? And she looked at me, and then she looked at my name tag. She was like, you? Like, what? And she was like, yeah, my boss referred me to you, whatever. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I had a good sales week.
She locked it in?
Oh, yeah. She bought. Yeah, she bought brand new. Shout out to her. Brand new Prius.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it true they say about that Prius battery?
What?
It's like super expensive. It's not like a regular battery.
I mean, you'll never know because you get a 10-year, 150,000-mile warranty.
Nah, I know somebody that just had to buy one.
They had to buy one?
Yeah.
What year was their car?
I don't know. But they had to buy the battery. It was like $3,000.
That's not a lot. As shout out to 40, he something happened to his battery. He had a hybrid like Elantra or something.
Okay.
And something was wrong with his, and his was gonna be like $10,000.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so three stacks.
Damn.
That ain't a lot.
When you say battery, it just, you know, you're so used to, okay, a couple hundred dollars, go get a new battery.
And is their car like 100% hybrid?
I mean,
100% electric, or was it a hybrid?
No, it was a hybrid.
That ain't really a lot, considering most of the cars powered by that shit.
You know why it sound like a lot to me? Because before, you know, your most expensive things was, damn, my tranny, or damn, my engine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's $2,000, $1,500 the lease out the door.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got other parts on the damn car that cost more than that stuff. It's like, shit.
That's why you get it new and you get that warranty, baby. When that man in that office trying to sell you them warranties, you get them warranties. It ain't nothing but an extra $12, $5 on your payment.
Yeah,
extend
right.
That warranty.
I got to check and see what I got on mine.
Yeah, you better check before it get too late. So, yeah. Then Friday night, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jones from the Music Jones. We
Come on, Jones was with you?
Yes, Friday. Yeah, went to the Senate.
Yeah.
In Columbia to see Project Pat. If Project Pat come to your town,
don't go.
Do not go.
I heard, man.
Do not go to see Project Pat if you come to your town. Cause you want to hear Project Pat rap all of the hood stuff that he was doing back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, because most, I can't remember if Project had any like uplifting type songs. I can't remember that.
Gorilla Pimp was his uptight. His,
or his words of advice, don't save her.
There you go.
You know.
Chicken but, hedge.
Yep. Me and Jones noticed, we was like, hold up, he ain't really rapping. He kind of just saying like the rhyming word, you know, to do. He'll say like the rhyming words and,
oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We noticed that, and I was like, I wonder it's because of the, you know, he supposed to be a preacher, whatever, whatever. He on that path.
Yeah.
Probably about 2 minutes after that, he said something about Jesus.
He ain't stopped the music.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
He stopped the music, said something about Jesus one time. Another time he did it. Around the end of the show, he's music stopped. He got everybody quiet and said, who has accepted Jesus in their life?
Oh, man.
Yeah. See, I mean, shout out to that, but I didn't go there for that.
You went there.
Went there to get drunk, watch women shake their rumps. You know what I'm saying? Rap some cussing. I don't think he did 90 Days.
Man, he didn't do Gorilla Pimp then.
He might have. I don't really know that. I don't really like. Most of the Project Pat songs I like came off of, I think, Mr. Don't Play.
Yeah.
Which one was Mr. Don't Play?
That was Chicken Head.
Was 90 Days on that one?
Don't Save Her. I don't think 90 Days was
so
on
that. So it's either Get It Green then. Maybe it's Get It Green. It's one of them two that I like more than the other, and that's the one I always listen to. So, like, I Got Cheese, though. You know, that
oh,
one,
that's my favorite.
That was on...
Mr. Don't Play.
So the one I like the best is Get It Green.
Okay, okay.
And he, you know, he did a couple, like, he had, like, the song with Juvie.
Mr. Don't Play is my favorite.
Mr. Don't Play. That Mr. Don't Play is a whole lot of people's favorite.
That's good. Cheese Dope, Whole Lotta, uh-huh. Don't Save Her, Gorilla Pimp. Yeah, that's my Ski Mask.
Yeah, that's a lot of people's favorite. See, mine was Get It Green. Let me see what's on Get It Green.
Yeah, that was two albums before that one.
It was two albums?
Two albums, yeah. He put out like a little something during 2000s. I think it was just a put together album because mm-hmm. they called it an underground album. But Get It Green was in 1999.
Let me see. Hold on.
Gorilla. And the funny thing about it, I wanted to go. So I went to hear back for credentials.
You want
to
go. Oh, you was trying to get in for the free skin.
Yeah, so, I mean, it wasn't that much. If I really wanted to go, it was what, $20, $30?
Yeah, $30.
Something like that. So I think I went on Instagram and read in the comments, and somebody was like, so are we getting Pastor Pat or are we getting Project Pat?
Oh, yeah, you got
it. So I'm like, you know, I know he's been going around to different jails talking and stuff like that, but I didn't know it was that bad.
I ain't gonna say it's that bad because you know what I'm saying, that man is.
I understand. He's just putting the word out.
Yeah, but
his agreement probably was to the Lord that he was gonna put the word out as much as he could.
Maybe that was his agreement to the Lord, but you got an agreement to some hood niggas and hood bitches.
You gotta think about it. Like comedians probably.
No, know. No. The one that I like the best is laying the smackdown.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one, too.
Still riding clean, making cheese and get my dick sucked. So he did that track. He
Sing
did
it
that
again,
one.
Man.
Uh-oh, my bad.
Oh, so whoa,
who got playing music
that's
playing?
That's me. Yeah, it might have been me.
You. Yeah. Make That Ass Clap. He did Make That Ass Clap right after he did something about Jesus.
No, he didn't.
I swear to God. I want to swear
you
to God.
You got footage?
I took one. I just went, like, when I got there, I realized Project wasn't one of my favorite old rappers because I really just like laying the smackdown the most.
I seen cameras up.
It was too many cameras up, too.
I seen cameras up in footage.
Yeah. Shot Jones.
Yeah, you can't blame that one on me.
Yeah, that That's was my. You see, my phone was down.
Yay.
My phone was down. But yeah, it was an experience. It was more people there than was at the Juvie show though. Juvie show was on a Tuesday.
It was on a Tuesday. Yeah. And it was like what, 7 o'clock at night?
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't give you time to go home and kind of change up either, right?
Yeah, but I mean a lot of people came to that Juvie from far away. You know what I'm saying? So
And plus, Juvie was just, I think that same weekend he was in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, he was at the beach. Mm-hmm. Maybe the next weekend, but it was real close. Yeah. So people chose to go to, I think he was at the House of Blues.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So
certain artists like that, I kind of track and see where they at.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever they get close, kind of, you know, think if I want to pull the trigger on it, but, you know.
Yeah, if you debating whether or not to go to see Project Pat, probably don't go. Unless you just want to get out the house.
Damn.
Yeah, because it ain't going to be no... Because I'm used to, like... For one, I'm used to people performing without the track.
Mm-hmm.
I got spoiled with that with certain artists.
Damn.
And he played... it's the music playing. I don't like when they play the track. You know what I'm saying?
Play the vocals. Lyrics and everything. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. And then he wasn't even rapping. His opening acts was kind of... They weren't all that.
They were locals?
I don't know who these niggas was.
Locals, then.
Nah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
He might have been on tour with, they might have been on tour with, I don't know who these niggas was, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because one of them said he was from somewhere else. I remember one guy saying they, what did they say, St. Louis? I think they was from St. Louis or something like that. But anyway, mm-hmm. Yeah, don't go see Project Pat.
That's bad, man. I like Project Pat.
I mean, it's cool. A lot of people do. I can tell by the crowd a lot of people like Project.
Especially with that, him be on the front of that Drake song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He ain't even did that song.
Yeah, because he ain't on the song. He just on the hook, I think.
Oh, with Drake rapping like Project. Yeah. Ain't somebody else on that song? No, he is.
21 what? Savage?
Oh, he might be. He on the song rapping.
Yeah, he might be.
He on the song rapping because, yeah. Because he say something about Project Petar.
Knife Work. That's the name of Knife Talk. That's the name of it.
Yeah,
21 Savage and Project Pat.
Yeah, that's on that album. Maybe he can't do it.
Shit, they did that song for the Verses against Bone Thug.
Project, but
he came out. He came out.
I think Verses different than
and they shut it off after. They didn't get to his rap. They just brought him out there with it.
Yeah, I did that. And then I've been talking about it for a few weeks.
Yeah, man.
Saturday, shout out to B-Mac. B-Mac met me up there in Charlotte. Saturday and went to Durag Fest.
That's why I'm wearing my Durag today.
Yeah.
And I want to say right now,
mm-hmm.
Can I get an apology?
Apology for what?
Say about 8-9 episodes ago, you said, ain't nobody wearing Durags no more. Do you remember?
Not regular people. I ain't talking about for Durag Fest.
What do you mean, regular people?
Talking about like in the streets. When you see niggas wearing Durags like regular days?
Those people wearing them do-rags, that's their style.
No, that's not
do-rag
their style.
Fest is a style and it's a culture. It's not just let's find a do-rag for today.
No, do-rag fest is a celebration of black culture.
Culture, right?
Yeah, but niggas don't wear, like most of the people there was women for one.
I know.
And the women, they put on.
Let me take this do-rag off since you can't appreciate.
No, I appreciate your do-rag.
You can't appreciate a do-rag in the building.
No, what I'm saying is I appreciate your do-rag. Why are you taking it off? Don't take it off.
I was going to leave it on.
We don't want to see your hair.
You can't see it anyway.
Oh, now put it back on.
Yeah, you can't see
it. Put your glasses back on. What I was saying was like how back in the day we all used to wear a do-rag on our hats.
Yeah.
And shit like that. Them young boys don't do that no more.
Pooh Shices done took over then.
Yeah, them young boys don't do that no more. They don't even brush their hair.
It's a culture. Yeah, they don't brush their hair. They don't brush their hair. They don't put lotion on. They don't. It's a whole lot of stuff that we.
They don't iron their clothes.
You right.
But the do-rag, like people's like, that's some nigga shit, whatever I said to people who ain't never heard of it. But if you go, it's like all of the shit that like black people started that white people used to talk shit about. That you slowly see them doing them, like the braids or the way black people dress or the women with the long nails.
Gold fronts
and the big earrings and the jewelry and the styles of dress and all of that. Like, it's like that. It's like for more artsy type people, but.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It's an artsy fest. It's like.
But it's artsy with your clothes.
Yeah. Your clothes. Yeah. Your style too, because some of them are a different kind of person.
Yeah, that's what you I mean. Know. Yeah. But it was dope though. Seeing a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? Just everybody just having a good time.
You know I'm mad I still didn't go, right?
You should have went because they had the one good thing about it, you know what I'm saying? Like you said before, like it was at Camp North End.
Yeah.
And you know, that's all outside.
Outside.
The good thing about it, if you got the VIP or whatever and you was able to go, because they had like, it was like at a spot, this spot called the Black Box. It was outside at the Black Box, but then you could go inside the Black Box and they had a stage in there. People was like, we got there kind of late, but it was a guy in there performing. So you go in there, you can get a drink. They got bathrooms and all that in there. Then across the street, they had another spot with like a VIP section.
Yeah.
Where you could go in there, drink, chill, eat your food, go upstairs to a super VIP section.
Yeah. So you have super VIP access?
Nah, because all the super VIP, we had tier three VIP, which I don't know because we just went in. You know what I'm saying?
Just went everywhere.
Yeah, we kind of went, but we so like B-Mac, he came from Charleston.
Oh, wow.
And he had a little issue with his car, like his rental, that gave his rental, you know what I'm saying? Because he was like, he didn't want to drive his car or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that he had a little issue, so instead of him leave, he left like 3 hours later than he wanted to.
Okay.
Yeah, so but it was dope though. So like if you like black and you like real blacks, like, you know how some of our stuff get taken away? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This kind of shit is like, you just gotta be in it.
I don't separate it. I don't make it a black or white thing. I just say it's a artsy culture kind of thing.
No, it's black.
Because a white guy could come in there and style it up too. And let me rephrase that. He can style it up, but it has to be in him. Not just, I put a durag on or...
Yeah, but it ain't even about... Like, they call it durag fest, but it ain't even about a durag.
Yeah.
People had durags on, but it ain't really... You know, because one of the things that really, like, if you trying to look like a black person, especially a black dude or whatever, the durag, they made that like into like a negative thing, and this just taking it back or whatever. But it was, I don't know, I just don't like all the stuff they would call ghetto with black people or whatever, that type of shit. Not like the some stuff, like, and it ain't like hood black stuff, because a lot of people, they equate black with being hood. When and not like the artsy black type shit.
It's definitely artsy.
Everything it's artsy black type shit. Yeah. It ain't like hood black shit. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what I liked about it most.
Yeah.
It wasn't no element. It wasn't like the Pooh Shiesty element was out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't none of that.
So. I got you.
Yeah, it was cool though. I ain't gonna lie.
See, I went to 1 year and what's that? Camp North End? Is that's the name of it? Oh, it's jumble it up. I used to call it Camp North Campus or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like an art district. So that's when it started there, it was like a chill vibe. Like it was super chill. Now I see that thing done blew up.
But it's still chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, still chill. Good, it's still good, chill. Good. Like it ain't, it's, that's the thing though. You want them to get it like as big as they can, but you don't want to get too big to where other types of people come in and then it kind of get wild.
Is it at that point now?
Nah, it ain't at that point yet.
Okay.
Maybe 2 years. It's still big.
So yeah, some of the pictures and some of the videos I've seen, I think it was outside stage. One of those outside stage or whatever. And it was, you know, it was a good amount of people around the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, local artists and stuff, that's perfect for them. They love to perform, you know, on the stage, but that's their platform.
Yeah,
especially in Charlotte, because it's a big local artist hub in that area.
Yeah, they got a lot of local artists. It was one girl that was performing. She performed last or whatever, and B-Mac was like, he heard a lot of her songs on like Sirius or whatever. So she was like, I guess she was a big artist. I don't think I ever heard her before, but
that's dope.
It was just a dope situation. Had vendors and all kind of stuff. It was dope.
Yeah, I wish it was more media stuff put out about it, like more posts, more video, because like anybody could go, they could stream from there, you know, just for people that, you know, people in New York or something like that, just to see it, because a lot of times when they're doing a lot of the posts, it's just a quick little something, you know, it's not, you don't get the full feeling from the little posts that they put out.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's so dope that they should be, they should put it out.
I'd be scared for it to like
to get
too big.
Freak.
But I do want people to get their money.
It'll turn into Freaknik.
I'll turn into something crazy, but it was dope though.
It'll turn
like, it was a girl, that was on the stage, she was like, this was her first time in Charlotte, period. In North Carolina, period.
Oh, wow.
And she came from Houston, but she came specifically for that. So I don't know.
So they are traveling now for it.
Yeah, yeah, they are traveling That's for dope. It. So, but if people, like you said, they do more posts.
Yeah.
But I mean, it got a look of certain festivals. Like when you see the post, it got a certain look. And you could tell that's the look that they're trying to put out there. So
yeah, the girls with the gold fronts or the like you said, the long fingernails, the big gold earrings.
Mm-hmm. Or they don't got like they got the big clothes on, but they super fly with it and shit. Yes. Like
yeah,
but it's a mixture though because it was a fine women out there though. I ain't gonna lie to you. Yeah, but there's a lot of people like taking pictures and all kind of stuff.
It's
like,
a big hub of taking pictures out there because Charlotte has probably the most photographers and videographers in the area right now.
Yeah, yeah. Charlotte, but I mean, it's a
everybody
city,
has
so.
A camera. Everybody has a camera. Everybody's out there shooting.
Yeah, and they had some cameras too.
Yeah.
Cameras with the lenses. Yeah, they had the shit. Yeah, but it was fun though, so.
How long you stay? You was there all night?
I mean, we ain't got there till like 7:30.
That's the right time though.
So we stayed from 7:30 to like 10. Cause it was over at 10, so we stayed from 7:30 to 10.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So when it was over, like people left or did people still
They weren't like kicking people out. People were still hanging around a little bit, but we just dipped, went and got something to eat. And that was it. But I know they had like after parties and shit, you know what I'm saying? But
did they do the Waffle House after or something? Like, was that packed?
Now, I don't know where people went after. We went to Culver's, did a drive-thru.
Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Okay.
I don't know. But where it was, I don't even know if a Waffle House was around there. But I don't know where people went. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, everybody dispersed. Probably went to one of them after parties or something.
That it was kind of late, though.
But 10 for the end?
For y'all to get there at 7.
Yeah. I'm glad we kind of did because it had done cooled down.
Yeah.
Stuff was still jumping. We probably missed a lot of stuff, though, but it is what it is.
Oh, yeah. So you didn't see the wave revealing and stuff like that?
They had some stuff. It was something like they did, but the theme this year was like HBCU something. It so was. They did like homecoming court type.
Okay.
You know, who was the king and queen and
a word.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That was going on the stage. They had something.
Man, did you take pictures?
I took a video. I took a couple pictures and videos, but video, I'll show you some videos.
Enough video to put out. Splice it up a little bit with it.
So
pictures.
Here's the thing. Like you see people walking, right? You might see a woman walking and she got like, you know, a nice outfit on that themed up or whatever.
Yeah.
You got like, then somebody come up to her with a camera and yo, can I take your video? Can I, you know, take your picture, whatever. Cool. You don't want to be up here with an iPhone. Let me take your video. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? You do it, man.
Yeah, you could.
Do it.
You could, but
I've
you know.
Done it.
But you got that. You got the cameraman aura.
What?
You got a videographer aura.
No way.
You know how to lean your head to the right side and lean with it. To know, oh, this nigga know what he doing. He trying to get the sunlight. That nigga trying, he know my angles. You know what I'm saying?
I was at a big event recently.
Uh-huh.
And I had my regular camera.
Uh-huh. Your phone.
My regular camera.
Oh, your regular camera.
Don't disrespect me like
that. Oh, no. Okay, go ahead.
Nah, I'll just mess with you. I had my regular camera and I had my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time, I was videoing... Taking a video of a female.
Woman.
They're not allowed to call females no more? Oh, my gosh.
I told you this before.
You said...
I've told you this. And don't...
You know what I'm about to say.
Don't talk back. just accept it. Just accept it. Because we done had this discussion before. And Corey was here, so...
You know what I'm about to say, right?
What?
Can I talk? Let me talk.
But go ahead. Finish.
But, So, a whole bunch of photographers are around them, and I come through with the phone, and I'm like, yeah, can you just say something on your phone real quick? They was like, what's this for, social media? I'm like, yeah. I felt a little funny, but, you know, once that person seen that that work that was put out after, they was like, oh, okay,
yeah,
you're official.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put them in the newspaper. They was really.
They really felt it. Yeah. That was my...
I'm going next year. I don't care.
Yeah.
Go. It's locked in for now.
Go.
Because even when you called me back
8 times,
I thought about it. I was like, I want to.
Should have came up, man. And then they had put out some more VIP tickets. Because at first, everything was sold out. And B-Mac was like, man, what are you going to do? We got the tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the tickets out there. I was like, shoot, you buy yours, I'll buy mine. And he bought his, I bought mine. And then that's when I hit you up like, yo, they got more tickets.
Yeah, I was
hesitant, man.
You know what? Right before you called me the last time, I think I seen another video. It was like, they was outside. They showed like the outside or something like that. And I was like, nah. It ain't the same. I ain't go.
Yeah, you should have went.
Yeah, I'll be there.
One other thing I did though, it's a place called Egg Roll Company.
Oh yeah,
they were a food truck. Now they brick and mortar. They at Camp North End. I think that's what it's called. Yeah, Camp North End. And man,
you got one?
I got two.
Damn, I should have told you to bring me one.
It ain't gonna be the same.
Yeah, it will.
Hours later,
air fryer.
It would have been sitting up because I went. Saturday before the thing, and you would have just been getting it now.
Dang. Yeah, you wouldn't have been walking, carrying it. There was this location, carrying it to that location.
Well, I mean, it would have been in the car and in the hotel. So, yeah. But we got an email from So if you're in Charlotte, go to Egg Roll Company.
Yeah,
make that a part of your trip. I'm telling you, I got the steak and cheese one. And then I got the bacon chicken ranch one, but I got the pepperoni pizza one.
Yeah.
That one was good, but next time I go, I'll probably get like the apple pie one.
Apple pie.
Yeah.
Check the days before you go out there too.
What do you mean?
Because they like only open certain days.
They close on Mondays and Tuesdays.
That's what it is, Mondays. Yeah.
Yeah. Got an email from the homie DJ Highstar. He says, Galaxy Gas Huffers. He says, yo, peace to the dudes and the rags. Peace, kings. How'd y'all enjoy Queen City? Hope Durag Fest was litty. That's some shit that he'll go to, you know what I'm saying? How he wear his glasses and shit. He got
Wayne Wings or something?
He got some round, he wear the round glasses, the gold rims. You know what I'm saying? He one of them type of dressing niggas. Shout out to Highstar. He got all the clothes. He says, speaking of music suggestions, may I suggest that society stops making these young Galaxy Gas huffing niggas kids pseudo famous with their weak ass music takes. Young New Jersey nigga went semi-viral talking about Jim Jones and Nas. Like, little nigga, you not qualified to talk about Nas. I'm sick of the Nas slander, fam. And now it's permeated to young ignorance. If the nigga beat picking hurts you, or even if you don't rock with the lyrics, cool, but the slander, let's stop. Yeah, I think the young dude said Jim.
It's not all young dudes, because Jim came back saying how much he's better than Nas too.
But no, at first it started with a young dude saying Jim was more influential than Nas.
Fashion-wise,
yeah, yes. And culture-wise, it might be a little true. Music-wise, no.
No.
But culture-wise, because it's a whole lot of niggas that's like 35 and under that was heavy Dipset wave.
Oh, yes.
Heavy with the dressing, with them clothes. That, what was that nigga? Awful Dodger type clothes and all of that shit.
Those B.B. Simon belts.
With the chains and shit? You're talking about the
belts itself with like the rhinestones on it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All of that shit.
That was a local store that just ended up doing that. Now, a B.B. Simon belt is damn $500-$600 now.
That's crazy. Like, Jim Jones really, and that whole crew really, like, got a whole generation of certain niggas.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what the dude was talking about. Like, Nas really didn't really have that type of stuff. And that's really what's more visible, like, the lyrics and stuff like that. They ain't talking about that. But then Jim went on
Jada's
show.
Yeah, Joe and Jada.
And he said he had more hits.
Oh yeah, but as soon as he said that,
somebody came with the numbers.
They showed the damn stats.
I wonder what the stats would be from the time Jim started rapping to now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it had like 15-7, but that's including like Nas' whole career. So if you do the whole career, of course Nas gonna have more. But if you do from the time Jim started rapping to now, I wonder who had more.
All right. I'm looking at, I guess it's one of those charts they made. Who knows how, you know, it's probably close to what it is.
How accurate it is.
Yeah, it could be a little off. It says monthly Spotify listeners, 9.2 million for Nas and 860K for Jim Jones. Net worth, you know, Nas had 80 lot. Million.
And Jim Jones 10 million.
10 million.
Y'all seen the chart.
Yeah.
But
platinum albums, this is what
Jim said he had more platinum albums.
Jim Jones said he had more hits and more platinum. Billboard tops. Nas 15 plus, Jim Jones 2. Platinum albums, Nas got 8, Jim Jones got 0.
Yeah, and he was very adamant about the platinum gold. And
he was.
Yeah. But, so you know how like Joe Budden just got a plaque for Pump It Up being platinum or whatever?
Nah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he just got one like maybe like a month or two ago and people was clowning. But that song being platinum.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I wonder like how they did about him getting it now as opposed to, you know what I'm saying?
He
like
he already knew it was platinum. They probably just watered him on social media so people.
No, it wasn't on social media. They just sent him a plaque and was like it just went platinum or whatever. Like it just was certified or something. But I don't know. Like maybe that's it for Jim Jones. Like cause Ballin
was big.
You know what I'm saying? He got a couple balling or whatever, but I don't know. So he says, let's stop. Nas has been an icon for 30 years strong. MC Search made sure his deal was going to move him out the projects. This nigga was a teenage millionaire. Him and Raekwon had all of us thinking a half moon part in the haircut. In the haircut and some Nautica Tommy or Polo made you a fly ass nigga back then. There's a whole generation of kids named Nasir or Nas. Jim is in this midlife crisis and cannot age gracefully. I'm sorry, but Jim's midlife crisis was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, I don't.
Jim 50.
A lot of people.
you start your midlife crisis when you're like 35 or 40.
So do you knock him for his dressing attire?
Nah, it's an old white dude that be dressing young. Him and his wife, and they be wearing all the sneakers and the fly clothes and shit. Like,
I don't really think he dressed young either.
He just dressed. Like, what do you want a nigga to wear Air Monarchs or something? Like, I don't care how the nigga dress, but.
He's getting a lot of slack for that.
Yeah, his niggas want to pick at, try to break apart everything, but he don't look corny.
Nah, he don't.
He don't look like he's trying.
It's just like, you know, when I grew up, Air Max 95s was big.
Yeah.
So he found, you know, he got plugs everywhere, so he can get those in. Oh man, where you get those from? Those are the OG ones. Those ain't the new ones, the old ones.
And like he wear just clothes. I don't know. I don't know.
He fly to me.
Yeah. He said Jim is in this midlife crisis and cannot age gracefully. No dignity. His money was just fucked up crying on Funk Flex around the pandemic. My nigga Nas is worried about Coinbase ring and his other investments and Jim trying to speak virality. Using the legend's names while disrespecting. Jim was outside getting jumped in 9 tray and smelling like the subway, and Nas was probably doing spring break on MTV with Genuine and just saw Jerry Springer live at the beach. The two are not the same. So shout out to Shannon Sharp for calling Jim Jones out on the dumb shit. as soon as someone bases an argument around when the last time somebody said, throw that blank, I'm exiting the argument. Fuck out of here. Yeah, I hate that shit. Like, when last time you was riding in the car, somebody said, throw some Jeezy on. Like, they'll say shit like that.
Yeah.
On social media. That don't mean shit to me. Also, let's revisit where the Dipset Nas beef started. Nas called Cam out on Power 105 on an infamous rant about the quality of niggas' bars and music overall. He challenged his rap brothers not to dumb down and respect the craft that is MCing and hip hop.
Yeah, Nas said all that. That's
called out Nori and Cam. Cam and Nori's response was all filled with the rest of development. Nori challenging Nas to a fight, and Cam and them just putting diss records out. Hence the birth of Smack the Koofy Off Your Head. Nas drops Hip Hop Is Dead and essentially reiterated his issues with the game. it's a video I saw this morning of Nas on stage, and they was talking about how he ran in the gym at a hotel and Jim lied about it. And Jim was with some people and he just put his head down and he was on stage basically talking shit about Jim Jones.
Who Nas was?
Uh-huh.
So excuse me. Was that recently?
Nah, it was. It's an old video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
I mean, they had beef because of the whole Cameron thing, and
yeah, but it was around that same time. But
yeah, okay.
Jim lied about it and said that he saw Nas, and Nas was with bodyguards, mm-hmm. and he put his head down. That's yeah. what Jim said, but Nas was on stage talking about it.
I think out of all those old beefs, there's only like one or two that still is going on, and that's 50 Cent and
Ja Rule.
But that's else,
past beef, though, because they really did put hands on each other.
All of them really did in the back, you know, you know, we didn't see everything. Mm-hmm. So there was plenty of times they was getting caught, you know, hey, they had a show here and they just happened to be a show. It was mm-hmm. all, you know, the entourage get into and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But all those people that had all those old beefs, they be gone. Like, they don't care about it. Nobody cares about it.
No. But this shit right here was going, I didn't realize this was going on since when Nas made Niggas is Rappers Dead or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or the Nigga yeah. album. Because that's mm-hmm. That's around the time when he was on the stage talking about it, when the Nigga album.
Oh, okay.
Like right before, right after, whatever.
Oh, so he was still holding it because of that Koofy stuff.
Yeah. Hmm. He says, so all this hostility for Nas is because he told your boss to step his shit up and that his bars was trash. Didn't think I'd be going on this diatribe today defending Nas, but here we are. No, you know you defending
he
Nas.
Knew it.
Because that's your fucking cousin. You and Jones.
He knew it.
You and Jones. Y'all cousins, goddammit. You, Jones, and Nas.
Nasia Jones.
And Bomani. DJ Highstar Jones. Jones from the Jones podcast. All y'all niggas related.
Jones from the Jones podcast.
Jones from the Jones podcast, Nas Jones, DJ Highstar Jones, who another Jones? Bomani Jones, Jerry Jones,
Jim Jones.
Y'all niggas need to go to a family reunion and hash it out. All y'all niggas related. That's why it's so hostile, because them niggas cousins. He says, list suggestions. Top five viral stars from the 2010s.
I pitched that once, I think, before.
Viral stars?
Viral moments.
No, viral stars.
Ah.
So he's like, he said Lil AGs. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, that's the little white boy. He died too.
He's a little white boy?
Yeah. Damn, what's that? I got it.
Is that the boy that 50 Cent went to his room and they was rapping a song together?
I doubt it.
Okay. Welvin. I know Welvin.
Yeah.
That was These Nuts. A-Town, 50 Tyson. Booba Savage, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's still in the hood. He's still the same.
Welvin,
he got his teeth fixed, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. B-Mac saw Welvin in Vegas, and Welvin charged him like $15 for a video, a picture.
He's on the strip.
No. It wasn't B-Mac. It was Grant. Grant from Vorgasmic Vibes.
Oh yeah, I remember podcast, that picture.
And he posted a picture.
Yeah, he did a video with him too.
He charged him for it.
Yeah, they he's on the strip.
Yeah, in Vegas. Yeah. He said, with music and internet content, I think the 2010s are becoming a lost decade. Elaborate on that a little bit more. All right, have a great show. Thank you, DJ Highstar.
Word.
Yeah, he said he would have came to the Durag Fest, but he had a DJing gig in Rock Hill. So
oh, word.
Shout out to him. Let's see what happened. Well, I don't know too much about it because I was at Durag Fest and Project Pat and shit. But yesterday, Saturday, Trump dropped bombs on Iran.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Nah.
Yeah, dropped three bombs on what was supposed to be nuclear war facilities. It says the United States launched strikes on three Iranian nuclear facilities. Yeah, this happened Saturday evening, calling them a spectacular military success. Says the U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on the three key nuclear. Oh, come on, man. I got an ad on my damn shit.
That's crazy.
Nuclear assemblies in the Iranian regime, Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan.
That's crazy. You know what? That shows how much we're off the grid, really.
What do you mean?
We're off the grid, man. All these.
What do you mean off the grid?
Like, back in the day, like, say, 90s, 80s, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You always got the radio on, so the news would tell you, or you got the TV on, the news tell you. Now we got Netflix, YouTube. We don't even watch regular TV no more. We don't listen to regular radio no more.
But nah, it was all on social media though. So that's how I saw it.
That's crazy. I didn't hear nothing about that.
Yeah, I saw it on social media. Like people was talking about it, but I didn't really get a chance to really look at it. But but I mean, if you were out back in the day, when you got home and you turned the TV on, it was gonna be on
TV. It was on the TV, right?
But now people don't watch TV, but they pull up, they be on social media.
And the radio. When you're in the car, they'll do a broadcast, but now we don't do none of that shit no more.
But you're going to find out, though.
It got to be super big for it to hit social media, I think. Almost entertaining.
I don't know. That's how I find out through social media.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. It depends on who you follow on social media, too, or who you're friends with. He made a post on his True Social platform that a full payload of bombs was dropped on the primary site. He also said U.S. planes made it safely out of Iranian airspace. Then in the second post, Trump wrote, "This is an historic moment for the United States of America." He misspelled Israel and the world. Iran must now agree to end this war. They didn't even start the war.
So wait, he said this is a, of course, it's a monument. It's the first time a president talked about it on damn Twitter.
Not a True Social.
Dropping it on
True Social. That his own platform.
Oh, okay. But that's, I mean, it's still social media. It's the first time they dropped the bomb on somebody and then, you know, dropped it on social media and said, yeah, we just dropped bombs on them bitches.
Yeah. drop fire on them
bitches. Drop fire on them bitches. Oof.
He said that Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Yeah, and a bunch of other stuff. But yeah, that happened. So it happened yesterday.
Wow.
Yep. I wonder, a lot of people saying it's about to start World War III.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard about that, but I didn't know what they was talking about when he said that. So that's what they were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that happened Thursday?
No, this happened yesterday.
Oh, then it was something else then.
Yeah.
Because it was midweek when I heard.
No, Israel attacked Iran.
Oh, okay. So that's
earlier in the week, yeah.
Okay, I got you.
And, you know, people was wondering whether or not the U.S. was going to get involved.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
I need to go out in the woods and make a barrier.
A bunker?
A bunker, yep.
Yeah. They got bunker buster bombs, so you're through.
I just saw someone, well, social media was saying that they found people in a damn bunker.
Dead?
Nah, alive. Like, they still down in that bunker. I forgot when it was from, and who knows how true it is. So but the bunker was true, because I seen a picture, I seen the video of the bunker. They was, you know, doing a walkthrough.
I didn't, you heard anything about the Diddy trial this week?
Did I send something?
No,
Oh, they put out the pictures.
Pictures of what?
Of the evidence. They put out, you know, the same pictures of the gun parts, but they put out pictures of, it was a little bit more. They had cases of, what's that? Easy Glide? What's that? Ultra Glide?
Astro Glide.
Mm-hmm. They had pictures of cases of that, baby oil cases, and just little stuff that.
Pictures that the feds took?
Yeah. Couple little drug paraphernalia stuff, and I don't know if it was that. What's that other coke? Pink coke. Pink coke.
They talked about that.
This stuff looked brown, though. It looked like some old stuff.
Brown powder is heroin.
Nah, it wasn't. It wasn't powder heroin either. It was like globby. It could have been some shit that went bad or whatever, but it shows some of that. Just a couple pictures from the evidence. It's finally coming out slowly.
Did you? Did you hear the other news in entertainment?
No, I didn't.
Tyler Perry is facing an accusation of sexual assault.
Yeah, from that guy.
Yeah, a guy that was on the Oval. Yeah. His camp is calling it a scam. The guy's name is Derek Dixon. He filed a lawsuit against Tyler Perry. And in the docs, he claims he and the director met at an event back in 2019. Mm-hmm. And in his words, Tyler picked him out of a crowd out of the crowd and asked for his phone number, suggesting he might have a role for him. Oh, Derek is white.
Yeah, you didn't see the picture where they was having lunch together out there on a boat somewhere?
That wasn't the same person.
Nah, I think it is.
I'm telling you it's not. I know for a fact it's not.
For real?
Yeah, that's not the same guy.
Dark-haired guy?
Yeah, that's not the same guy. That guy, this was from this year. Like, the day you saw that picture was the day the day you saw that picture was the day it basically came out. Like, you saw it, like, last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
They took that picture, like, last week.
Ah.
Yeah.
So is that a new thing? Is that a new friend or something? What's that picture?
Nah, that good dude is an actor on something else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. As it turns out, he did. Derek says Tyler gave him a small role in two episodes of a show called Ruthless. Then in January 2020, Derek says Tyler invited him to his Atlanta home and he accepted, hoping to build a friendship that would lead to more acting gigs. But according to the suit, while there, Derek drank too much and ended up sleeping in a guest room. In the docs obtained by TMZ, Derek claims Tyler got into bed with him and started touching his thighs. And although he rejected the advances that night, he claims Tyler remained interested. Shortly thereafter, Derek says he landed the role of Dale on The Oval.
I bet.
Great for his career. But he claims it was around this time that Tyler also started firing off sexually suggestive texts, including asking what Drew's sexual preferences were. And telling him he has sex with men.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
He was just spooning with him, got the role, and so Tyler Perry's like, you know what? He down. Let me go for the win.
Derek also notes his character Dale was written as gay, homeless, and desperate, as a gay, homeless, and desperate store clerk who had to sleep with other characters for a place to stay. He claims that's exactly what Tyler told him he was looking for in a real-life sex partner. Someone who would be loyal and dependent upon Tyler. Derek says he feared his career would be derailed if he flatly rejected Tyler. So instead he told him he just wasn't the sexual type. But he was always terrified he'd lose his job if he complained of sexual harassment. To that point, he says Tyler once again invited him to Atlanta later in 2020. And things allegedly took a dark turn. Derek claims Perry greeted him warmly, but quickly started a sexually charged conversation, like asking him if he likes it rough in bed, and then grabbed Derek by the throat while saying, "Look how excited you just got." He says he pushed Tyler away, and that was the end of the alleged incident. The lawsuit includes years of text messages allegedly sent between both men. Most of the ones Tyler allegedly sent are sexually charged. For instance, one reads, "No straight man would be going on walks with you or cooking dinner for you unless they wanted to fuck you. I would fuck you." The most aggressive incident allegedly went down in June 2021, again at Tyler's Atlanta home. Dixon was standing in the guest house and wearing only his underwear when he says Tyler came in to give him a goodnight hug. He alleged Tyler yanked down his underwear, groped his butt, and said, "Relax and just let it happen," and assured him it wasn't going to hurt. So Tyler is a top.
So you know it. Go ahead.
Dixon says he managed to rebuff this advance by changing the subject. According to the suit, Dixon finally filed a complaint with the EEOC in 2024 and then quit The Oval, saying he could no longer put up with the alleged sexual harassment. Dixon is suing Tyler and Tyler Perry Studios for quid pro quo and workplace sexual harassment and sexual battery. How much do you think he's seeking in damages?
Let's say $100 million.
Close but no cigar, $260 million.
You know what that is, right?
What?
He was gay for pay.
He never slept with him, though.
Yeah, but he was like, okay, we together, but I just ain't into sex.
Here's the thing about this. When women fall into this situation, they always say stuff to the women like, "Why you went back?" or "Why didn't you just quit?" or they use all of that shit for the women. Well, to this nigga, why did you go to his house a second time?
He said it. He said he didn't want to ruin such and such and this.
He didn't want to ruin his career.
And he also said he's not the sexual type.
No, so that was the excuse.
That was in the beginning. Yeah.
That's the excuse he used to get for Tyler to stop.
And guess
trying
what?
To holler at him.
And to stay in there. He was still staying in the circle.
Yeah, yeah. He just want, but what I'm saying is people jump on women when, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they say, well.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
This person try to assault them at the hotel. Who goes to a hotel for an acting part or
at
like
4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, yeah, you know it is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Same thing with this dude. But I don't know. He did eventually quit. And yeah. It did say he got fired. He did eventually quit.
Yeah, because Tyler was like, hey, man, we ain't going to be a couple and you ain't giving it.
What do you mean? There was never a couple.
In Tyler's mind, there was a couple.
Tyler probably was. I don't know if Tyler's gay.
I don't either, but let's see when these texts come out.
They got the text. What do you mean come out? They out.
They out?
Yeah.
Are they official?
These alleged messages.
What Tyler say?
So let's see. So Tyler sent him a picture and he says, nice water. Cause he was standing by a Sea-Doo mm-hmm. in the water.
Yep.
He says, nice picture. Yeah, the water does look calm. And Tyler put a nice picture with 4 question marks. Great, amazing, awesome picture. He said, you don't see that stud in that picture? Rude. And the dude replied, yes, that's a stud. I would never reply to my boss like that.
Now. Yeah. So that's one. That's a strike. I'm not going to say he's all the way gay just from that.
Yeah, that's but one, you don't say
strike. He, yeah. You know.
All right, so he texts Tyler. It says, this is 1:15 in the afternoon. He said, I can call you later or tomorrow sometimes. He said, this is Tyler's response. He said, you have a really fresh voice and take on things. I don't know where this is going, but I laughed the entire time. I can see the world and the characters. My exclusivity ends in 30 days. I want to take, loosen it out to Amazon. I don't know. I guess that's a show or something. Take it to Amazon or Netflix. After that, engage their interest. Tyler can't spell for shit. But I also want to try and get you with the right people to help you make these shows work. I guess he was trying to help him.
He's still talking about show stuff.
Get a show, yeah. They're not for my audience, but we need to find a home for this stuff. I don't want to miss another Blank Creek. I wonder if he means Shit's Creek. You know that Eugene bought that to me first, but I didn't get it. Amon gets here tomorrow. So he's got my full attention. I'll be trapped until the day after Christmas. So let's talk. that wasn't nothing.
Ain't no gay stuff in there. So
I'm sorry, I love killing him.
Yeah.
Is this regular text? Hold up.
Regular text? Yeah. He slipped up with the, you know, the stud and all that, but he could have been joking.
No, top. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, it don't, what you just said, what you just read, that it does not make him all the way gay.
Hold up. Here's one. He says, what's it going to take for you to have guiltless sex? Have y'all found that in therapy yet? Yes, it's the exact same kind of, no, hold up, what? There's something else. Give up my release. See, you know how you like.
Yeah, he's riding the fence. He ain't going all the way in.
But no, what I was saying was like, you know how like you can have two conversations at the same time with a person? Like you ask them a question and before they answer you one, ask another question. Yeah, so he responded to two different questions. It's a lot. I don't know.
Okay. He might not be gay just yet.
No, Tyler, are you talking about Tyler or
yeah,
the
Tyler,
guy?
Tyler.
I don't know, man.
He closed, though.
They got to authenticate these messages.
Yeah, they got
these messages on TMZ for anybody that want to see them. But yeah.
I'm not going to put it on them yet.
So what would have to happen for you to believe Tyler Perry is gay?
Man, they gotta have an audio recording of him on the phone or something.
You have to see it go in.
I didn't say that. I stayed away from that. No, not at all.
I try to set your ass up, boy. No. Pause. Yeah. Nah. Yeah. So that was some big news. The dude from Empire got locked up. I don't give a fuck about him. I guess it's kind of big. Allen Iverson turns 50. And he had his shit set up to where when he turned 50, he get $50
million. $50 million, yeah.
Yep, so a trust sent him $50 million.
That's a, man.
They
were thinking ahead on that.
Well, I think they said they did it because they didn't want him to blow his money.
He was so young, at the time, yeah. And I kind of think, was his mother his manager?
She was something.
Yeah, I think she's the one that set it up.
I knew a guy that played on her. She had her own like basketball team in this like semi-pro league. Mm-hmm. And they had a team in Richmond. And I knew a guy that played on her team. She seemed cool though. I mean, you know. But yeah. we had an hour. That's all that really happened this week.
I sent a little couple here and there stuff in, but it ain't nothing.
We didn't get any
emails.
Not emails, but 6 degrees shits.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we get some of them. We'll do some more. Maybe we'll think of some by next week. Because I started not to even record this weekend, but you know.
I got one for you. Matter of fact,
what?
Al Sharpton.
This is gonna be easy. You know, Brother Fatine from Tangy to Your Life, right?
Okay.
He know at Reverend Al.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. He's on your first call too.
Yeah. If not first call, second call, because I can either get right in touch with him.
Yeah.
Or call his co-host Veronica.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can call her. She can call him. And he can call Reverend Al.
Okay.
Like Reverend Al, I want to say Reverend Al used to be on, because he goes back and forth to New York all the time to do his show on, okay, I think it's WBLS.
That's a light skinned guy? Yeah. Guy?
Uh-huh. And I want to say Reverend Al is on there like once every 2 weeks or something like that. Like he was on his show very frequently. Like they did like social justice type stuff together, civil rights type stuff together, whatever.
So that's crazy, because when I first met that guy you're talking about, I kind of looked at him like, hey, you look familiar. But, you know, everybody got a, you know.
Somebody look like somebody.
A doppelganger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I when I first saw him at this other studio, that's what I saw.
Yeah.
Like, look familiar, but who knows? Might have passed, crossed paths one time.
So, yeah, he typed with Reverend Al, so boom.
Okay.
Just like that.
Yeah.
That was. Thank you for that easy one.
The easy one. Okay.
Six degrees. You see, you're going to have to go Renee Zellweger, some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, it got
to
be a name. You can't say who? Who's that?
Nah,
you can't.
Nah, but I mean, I know who Renee Zellweger is. Give me some time. I can, you know.
I'm going to see. I'm purposely lined up my cheap people that I know.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get mine lined up pretty good.
I got my ties to Atlanta, too, so that was my hardest one I thought
ties
about.
Ties to Atlanta?
Yeah. Hmm. So anybody, like, if you say, you know, Andre 3000, you know, before that was my thing. I couldn't link to too many people down south.
Hmm.
In my mind, I thought. But, you know, I got one that I do know. A phone call away, too.
I got one strong one that can get to just about anybody in the music industry. And it's through Jones.
Hmm.
And I'll go ahead and tell it right now. Jones is a big cheat code right now, because Jones used to babysit Playboy Cardi.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a cheat code, right? I'm trying to think of some other ones. we probably could get somebody that's like related to like Joe Budden or something. Because Joe Budden got family or something.
What about Flip the Script? Queens Flip.
I don't know. I don't know enough of his background to know, but I probably can.
Okay.
Do like New York people or whatever. Like,
he probably had to go through Atlanta, go through Deb Anthony.
Not really, because I got family in New Jersey.
Mm.
And I got family in New York too, so.
Yeah. Okay.
I just have to, like, I don't know, like, I don't know, like, what high school he went to or, like, what part of Queens he from. Mm-hmm. Like, is he from Lefrak City or, you know, Queensbridge? Or is he from Hollis? You know what I'm saying? Jamaica, Queens?
I think Far Rock.
Far Rock. Yeah. Like,
Stack Bundles, Fall Rock.
Like Blaze little cousin is on I think they live in Queens. Uh-huh. But he's also on Raising Canaan.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that episode.
So I might can him get the Queens flip or somebody up there. Many ways you can get to somebody, but it's six in the world. We're gonna prove it to you too. Here we go.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today. Okay.
This is going to be a real quick one. Whenever you do some fraud, some scamming, some scheming, just make sure it's worth your while. SLED, that's the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, they charged a former convenience store employee with lottery fraud. A former convenience store employee, in Georgetown County is accused of attempting to defraud the South Carolina Education Lottery, according to SLED. Agents say Anastasia O. McCrary was employed at Parker's number 4. Parker's got some good food too. You see a Parker's down there anywhere, go to the Parker's. They got some good fried chicken and stuff. Parker's number 94 in Georgetown on May 20th, when the lottery tickets were stolen. When she stolen while she was working there. According to a warrant, McCrary redeemed the stolen tickets for cash prizes totaling. How much you think?
Yeah, scratch offs.
No, lottery tickets, not scratch offs. She said lottery tickets.
Oh, I know she was doing that.
She was getting people
the people that won already.
Or it was some that they would give it to her and she would say, "Oh, you ain't won that," and keep it.
Yeah, I heard that one. Yeah. And you say how much?
Yeah.
Is it a big amount?
Just give me a number.
$10,000.
$25.
She got caught early.
She was booked into the Georgetown County Detention Center. That's all they have on that one. But I saw that one.
I kind of want to say I seen a video of them locking her up a couple months ago.
Nah, this happened last month. This happened May 20th, like a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Well, no, a month ago, because it's the 20th already. That's crazy. Yeah, this happened a month ago. You might have seen that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you're going to do some fraud, some scamming, at least don't scam people. Because I be watching American Greed. And American Greed, it's a lot of people that like taking people life savings and stuff like that on that show.
Yeah.
But at least they was trying to scam the state. It wasn't scamming a person.
Not a person.
Yeah. L.
What up?
Appreciate you.
Man, appreciate you, Mike.
Let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
You can find me at L Murphy on Facebook, or you can find me on last week's episode.
Word. You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find me on Instagram. I'm sorry, you can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. And you can find us on YouTube at DJ Blaze Show. Shout out to everybody that's been subscribing. Our subscribers numbers going up slowly but surely. Maybe I'll do something when we get to either 50 or 100 subscribers.
100.
50, I might give you the 50th subscriber, I'll send them something. No. Once we get to 50, I'll pick a number and I'll send it to somebody. Okay. Once we get to 50, I'll do something for somebody. Email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Wednesday, we're going to talk about nicknames.
Yep.
Our top five craziest.
Yeah, craziest or hood?
Just top five nicknames, period.
There you go.
Whatever you think you in the top, your top five. Email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Thank y'all for listening. Look forward to talking to y'all Wednesday. At any rate, it's your boy Be Easy.
It's your boy Al.
And we out.
Let those who have ears listen. Whoever you ask, this is the DJ Blaze.